Today, when news of a sports scandal breaks, it becomes a problem for every involved corporate sponsor and advertiser. Their actions and inactions come at a heavy price.
You're seeing now sponsors and advertisers have to react almost immediately when news of a scandal breaks. Before, in the past, even in the past handful of years, they're able to see that there can be a little bit of a waiting period. You can try to read the market. You can try to read customers and see how people are feeling. Now, that no longer exists.
In the case of football's governing body, FIFA, the stakes are particularly high, perhaps so high that no major sponsor has yet to pull out. Eagle says there is too much money and too many years of planning involved for any sponsor to easily back down. Meanwhile, four sports marketing executives and an unnamed major U.S. sportswear company, widely presumed to be Nike, are at the center of investigations into alleged bribes and kickbacks. Economist Freddie Marine says FIFA established its own set of financial rules, leaving corporations with little choice.
The rules were there. The only thing that they had to do was accept it. And they say, okay, if you want to advertise, you have to pay extra fees in order to gain your rights. Are you willing to do it? Oh, there is another option? No. So I have to do it.
Ethics and compliance expert Jeff Tinez thinks otherwise. He says corporations collectively carry heavy economic weight and influence and only need to understand how to use it effectively.
Of the roughly 12 Tier 1 and Tier 2 corporate sponsors, if you look at their collective annual revenue, you reach something like $450 billion. I mean, if they were a country, that would put them roughly 25 or 27th on the list of GNI, top countries in the world.
Tina says what is missing in the world of sports is an integrity pact, an agreement among competing corporations to increase transparency about how they pursue opportunities. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, New York.